What I know about hunting could fit inside a standalone freezer. My mother's freezer, to be exact, which every year is well-stocked with the animals her neighbor shoots and then somehow magically fits inside neatly wrapped rectangular-shaped containers with birthday-like bows on top. I don't eat it, mind you, but I marvel at those who do. I know that there are others like me, people who will happily order the who-knows-where-it's-from venison off the menu at the fancy restaurant, but who don't care to sample the stuff that comes from the forest out back. This is a call for us to face reality. Those people in orange hats and vests, the ones who leave their trucks along the side of a highway and mysteriously disappear into the underbrush and are never seen coming or going, those like my mom's neighbor who takes a good chunk of time off work in the hopes that he'll have some meat chunks to show for it, let's walk a mile in their boots, shall we? I don't mean walk in the literal sense, because for me at least, the closest thing to camouflage I own is a flouncy skirt with a leopard print, a pattern that would spell disaster during hunting season. And like many with pasty skin, blaze orange isn't my color. Instead, my goal is to walk a mile figuratively and review the hunting restrictions in Illinois in the hopes that those of us who enjoy an occasional grouse will stop our grousing at those who would rather pick their own bird from the bush. It's not easy being a hunter. As one example, it's not like Illinois hunters can go anywhere and do anything at any time. Don't ever actually go grousing, for example, or you're certain to hear some legal sniping. Put succinctly, you can head into the woods at certain times of the year, carting certain weapons ready to aim at certain creatures. You'll have to check with your family attorney for more precise information. Once a hunter gets to the woods at the appropriate time and place and armed with the appropriate weapon, Illinois further burdens him. There are more than 36 prohibitions, as the Illinois statute calls them in its prohibition statute. Did you know, for example, that in Illinois it's unlawful to use a digging device, smoke, or a ferret in an attempt to force an animal from its den? Did you know that despite the freedom of expression granted all in the Constitution, that certain Illinois hunters absolutely must wear, and I'm quoting here, a cap and upper outer garment of a solid blaze orange color for a minimum on-body draping of 400 square inches of blaze orange? Did you know that headlamps are basically for driving only? But we protect hunters, too. The Illinois Hunter Interference Prohibition Act makes it against the law to willfully obstruct or to interfere with the lawful taking of wild animals by another person. And that includes, as the statute dutifully explains, placing one's own body in the line of fire. I suppose that the key thing to remember here is that even though numerous restrictions exist, we as a state have embraced hunting and hunters just as much as my grateful mother has. Illinois notes in its Hunting Heritage Protection Act, hunters' support for wildlife conservation areas, support for government programs through hunting licenses, and support for wildlife management in general. Wildlife management, as in those deer that end up as perfect packages in my mother's freezer. I'm Amy Guida.